From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Alicia Zuckerman, and today I'm talking with someone who really needs no introduction to our listeners. That said, you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. This is Ira Glass, and I'm the host of This American Life.
So tomorrow night, you're going to be down here in Davie at Bailey Hall at Broward College giving a talk. And so I thought that we could start out by talking about some of the stories from This American Life that have happened here in Florida.
Yeah, there have been a lot. You guys live in an interesting place. You chose well.
Well, thank you. This one is so hard to listen to, actually. It's really heartbreaking. It's about a high school kid, this guy named Justin LaBoy, who falls pretty hard for this girl at his high school in Palm Beach County.
Okay, I told her a lot of my feelings. You know, I told her how I felt for her. I mean, I'm not the type of person to open up to you unless we have a really good relationship. And
she's a transfer in. She shows up in school, and like he's from New York City originally, and she's from New York, and so they have some stuff in common. And as he says, she's very mature in the body wise.
She was about 5'4", black straight hair, light skinned.
And then one day she asked him for a favor. She asked him to get her some pot, and he does. And then a matter of weeks later, it comes out that she is an undercover narcotics officer, and he gets arrested. And he had been hoping to go into the military. And basically, like, because he gets hauled in on this charge, he can't do that.
Do you know whatever happened to this kid?
I do. He's selling nutritional supplements. So if anybody in the area needs those, you should get in contact with Alicia at the station, and we can totally hook you up. And he's in community college.
That's great.
And he's going to continue. Yeah. He's doing fine. I've been in contact with him because in June, we're putting up a show at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, which is this sort of big schmancy place in New York.
Yeah.
They invited us to do radio dramas on stage. And as one of them, we commissioned a musical. So I had to get in contact with Justin just to be sure that this was okay, that we were going to have an actor playing him on stage, singing and dancing. Because it's a perfect story for a musical, right? Like there's a love story, and then there's a betrayal. And, you know, I think it's going to be like a very short musical, like 15 minutes long.
That makes me feel much better about the story.
I know, but I have to say, like, it's an artistic choice. I think we're making the right one by, if we ever rerun that show again, of not updating it. I think it's just good for people to feel sad at the end.
That's kind of mean. A little schadenfreude there?
No. I feel like that you want to leave on the moment of greatest feeling. Like, you don't want to go through all that and say, like, and then it worked out fine. He's doing fine. You know, like,
yeah.
It sort of takes the drama out of it.
This American Life is a show that I think sometimes looks really hard at the role that a place plays in a story. And so I'm wondering if you and your producers have noticed any patterns in the stories that come out of Florida.
I mean, Florida is just one of the most effed up places in the country. There's just no other way to say it. Like, I don't think that's going to be news to anybody who lives in Florida. Like, you know, the mortgage crisis hit you guys worse. You know, the situation with immigrants and the whole aging population, and you've got, you know, spring break plus Disney World plus, you know, just like it's such a weird mix of things.
Therefore, good stories, right? Like good stories.
That's what makes good stories. That's totally what makes good stories. And, you know, it'd be hard to name a single state that's more interesting. I mean, we did a story years ago about Hitler's yacht. Hitler's yacht ended up in Jacksonville. Like the actual boat that like Hitler was like his pleasure craft. Like it had to end up somewhere after the war. Where did it end up? Florida.
So there you go. I've been speaking with Ira Glass, host of This American Life. He's appearing at Bailey Hall in Davie tomorrow night. And you can find links to a bunch of the show's Florida stories, including the one about Hitler's yacht, at WLRN.org. Ira, thanks so much for talking to me. And I hope you have a really good time in Davie.
I expect to. And thanks for talking to me.
And for WLRN, Miami Herald News, I'm Alicia Zuckerman.